This is Culture, written by Asako Kajiura and Gregory Goodmacker. Recorded by Robert Tonus. Published by Nanun Do. Chapter 1. A Little Knowledge Goes a Long Way. What is culture? Most experts would define it as learned and socially transmitted products shared by the members of a group. To understand this definition, however, we must first know what group, socially transmitted, and products mean. Group can refer to every person in a country, for example, everyone in Japan. Or it can mean smaller communities of people within a country, such as sumo wrestlers. Members of the sumo wrestler group do not have identical perspectives and beliefs, but they do have many similar ones. This means that sumo wrestlers have more in common with other sumo wrestlers than they do with other groups. To say that culture is socially transmitted means that parents, friends, schools, and the media transmit or pass on culture to children. Children don't have to study culture, they learn it naturally. Cultural products are objects that are made and ideas that are shared by members of a group. Cultural products are divided into two types: material culture and non-material culture. Material culture refers to things people make with their hands or by machine: clothing, food, art, buildings, flags, and so on. It is generally quite easy to identify cultures by their material objects. For example, people around the world think of Japan when they see a kimono. What is not so easy is understanding the deeper meanings behind the objects. While most people recognize the Japanese flag, few know what it means. Non-material culture consists of products not made by hand: languages, religious and other beliefs, customs, and traditions. Non-material culture is further divided into two types: observable and non-observable. Observable non-material culture is called behavior. We can observe Egyptians speaking Arabic or Canadians shaking hands. Therefore, languages and greetings are observable. Non-observable products are a culture's beliefs, things that can be stated but not seen. We can't observe, for instance, the belief that blood type influences personality. We have to be told about it. Two important intercultural communication skills are being able to recognize a culture's material products and understanding the beliefs the products represent. Not showing the proper respect for the material culture of other groups can lead to serious intercultural problems. Several years ago, some culturally insensitive tourists were forced to leave Thailand after photographing themselves sitting on a Buddhist statue. Thais have many important beliefs connected to Buddhist statues. By sitting on the statue, the tourists insulted the Thai people. Not knowing the non-material culture, the beliefs and customs of another country, can also lead to serious misunderstandings. At a school festival in China, three visiting Japanese students and their teacher performed a dance in women's underwear. They thought everyone would enjoy the show, but dancing like that is just not done in China, and many people felt insulted. Later, thousands of Chinese students protested in front of the Japanese students' apartments. In the end, the four Japanese had to apologize and leave the country. If they had been more culturally sensitive, none of this would have happened.